The first side, Peter, to make it through into this year's county final was St Michael's, and a contribution of 1-7 from Colin McFadden. He was the star man for the Dunfanaghy club in that one yesterday.
Yeah, it's great to see. I suppose maybe it's great to see them in a first ever county final, but it's no surprise to people around the county that they're in a county final. They're, you know, they've been knocking on the door for the last couple of years, and you know, it's good to see that they've made that progression, because they probably need that for as a club as well, and you know, they have the talent there. Yesterday's game, I suppose, they had it nearly sewn up early on. As you say, Colin McFadden really on fire in the opening half and getting 6 points. They were 6 points to no score up after 10 or 12 minutes. You know, at that stage, a huge task for Glenfinnan, and then when they lost Stephen McDermott to a red card, you know, it was going to be almost impossible for them to come back. Even though they did put up, you know, a gallant fight, as Glenfinnan usually do, they came back well. But I suppose the second half probably wasn't as good as open as the first half. St Michael's missing quite a number of chances, probably could have sealed it a lot easier earlier than they did. But the result probably wasn't in doubt from a long way out.
What has been key for the St Michael's men throughout this campaign?
It's hard to know, you know, because they've been doing reasonably well in the league as well. Over the last couple of years, you know, the number of underage players that they've brought through, and, you know, the senior players now, the likes of Colin McFadden and Christy Toy and Brian McLaughlin playing quite well again this year. And then they have that young brigade of the Martin McElhennys and the Daniel McLaughlins, and, you know, they have Anton McFadden back from America now as well, and Peter Witherow back playing. So, you know, they're getting stronger as the year went on. But, you know, for the outside people looking in, it's no surprise that they've made, you know, they've made it to a county final. Well, getting over Gidore was a big step for them, and it gave them the confidence. And, you know, they were overwhelming favours probably going into yesterday's semi-final. And, you know, it'll be new territory for them now. But, you know, that bunch of players certainly deserve to be at this level.
Well, on to the Glenswilly Kilcare fixture yesterday evening. And once again, the weather playing a huge factor in this game. But the difference between the sides was that score early on from man of the match, Neil Gallagher.
Yeah, Neil Gallagher was an inspirational display for his side yesterday evening. And, you know, once they got that goal, it was always going to be an uphill task for Kilcare, even, you know, if the playing field was level. But once they got that goal, they went into a 5 or 6 point lead at one stage. The one thing about Glenswilly is they seemed to, you know, sit back on that lead. And then they were helped by, you know, Michael Higgerty getting a straight red card just minutes into the start of the second half. And from there on, you know, you could only see one winner. But even though Kilcare came back very, very well and, you know, had quite a number of chances, they had 5 or 6 wides in the second half as well from very good positions. And they could have, you know, made a game of it. But that's because I think Glenswilly were sitting back and sitting on the lead. And, you know, the like of Michael Murphy had a very, very quiet game over the whole hour. You would have expected much more, but, you know, as you say, Neil Gallagher, inspirational from start to finish, and Gary McFadden also putting in a very good shift.
It certainly was a dogged second half in that fixture in McCool Park and Balbuffet yesterday. It didn't make for the prettiest of semi-finals, but at the end of the day, when it comes to the last four, it's all about getting the result and into the final.
Well, it seemed to be that way as well. You know, you would have felt that Glenswilly probably had the talent to go on and maybe won the game a lot easier. But, you know, they obviously decided that they were going to sit on the lead, and you know, they committed quite an amount of fouls, and Kilcare didn't punish them. They had a couple of good chances from Freeze, Patrick McBurty missing a couple of chances, Ashley Carr also missing a couple of chances, and the further it went on, you know, you could only see one result then. But it, you know, the Glenswilly probably have to come out and maybe change their tactics for the final. They were very, very negative in the second half, and you know, that might not work against, you know, the power base that St Michael's have.
It's a first senior county final for St Michael's, but Glenswilly have been there before where they suffered defeat. How much from that defeat a number of years ago will they take heading into this year's final?
Oh, well, they would have learned a lot, because, you know, there's a bit of a buzz leading up to a final, and there's, you know, there's press nights, there's, you know, there's nights with the sponsors, there's things like that that they've been through before that will be new this time around to St Michael's. But, you know, it depends, it depends what happens on the day then. It's, you know, you have two teams who have two very good sets of forwards. If they're let loose, that's, you know, that's what we'd want to see on county final day. Kieran Boner came on for the last couple of minutes in Balbuffet yesterday evening, and you know, that's a good sign for Glen Swilly. He would have been vital to them early in the year, and they did well to get through against St Union's without him. You know, Anton McFadden back for St Michael's, so hopefully everybody will be fit for that final. And you know, you'd like to see maybe a good day as well if you've got the right conditions. You know, you have Michael Murphy on one side and you have Colin McFadden on the other side, and with the supporting cast, you know, the two number one and number two forwards in the county at the moment, and on opposite ends. So hopefully it'll be a day for forwards rather than maybe a day for defenders.